The Sentai Review, Episode 132, The Doctor's Review. Okay, welcome back to the Sentai Review, although this is the special Doctor Who edition.
Hell yeah! Some Doctor Whoin'!
And,
Who!
And the way that we're going to go about this is it's going to be like the normal costume review. But, yeah, we're going to go through... Hopefully get through all the Doctors. All?
All the ones that are currently available to us.
Yeah, I'm not counting the Rowan Atkinson comic relief special, so...
Okay.
But I am counting the Peter Cushing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there.
It's like, that's a thing we'll get to at some point.
Yeah. So, Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
And contact info.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so let's start this off with the first Doctor.
Mind you, 1960s, Shane.
And actually...
old as fuck!
With these first three Doctors, there is multiple actors who played them. There was the original one. There was the one through the adventure in space and time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first Doctor was actually really old, wasn't he, when he forgot the role?
Yes, he was very old.
William Hartnell will be the first one from 1963 to 1966.
Okay.
So we'll hop into that one first.
Because anytime they had to show back up with the original Doctors,
it was either
some of them were dead.
So it would be like stock footage stuff like
yep.
that?
Kind of like in... I'm trying to remember. When they went to save Gallifrey and they popped it into the Doohickey Mabobber, they had all 12 or all 13 Doctors show up.
Okay.
But originally this show idea was a weird one I had in mind to try to do in between our breaks, but instead Bill said, go ahead and do it, which was... wasn't expecting that.
Honestly, it's all good.
Yeah. So, let's hop into the first picture that I got here for William Hartnell.
With the photo viewer. Yep, there you go. Bam! He's old Shane.
And this is from the very first episode.
He's old.
And yes, we are going to start out with black and white pictures.
Because they didn't go color until,
color.
Like, 70s, I think.
Yeah, but they still colorized some of those older stuff, so which the
color what they had the footage for. The BBC lost a lot of the old stuff.
Well,
yeah.
I don't have a problem.
The first three, I think, so.
His costume is not bad, actually. I like the hat and the scarf and...
He's got a pocket watch just chilling up on his shoulder. Or, not on his shoulder, but, like... close to his collarbone.
That's not one of those things that like hooks a cloak and keeps a cloak on, isn't it?
No. That's not a cloak brooch.
Okay.
That's like a legitimate pocket watch. It's just attached up there.
And he does have a thin pair of glasses here, too. So.
Spectacles.
Yeah, spectacles.
This Time Lord's old as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's got a fucking bicycle wheel just chilling out there.
No,
without
that's because it's in the junkyard where the first episode kind of takes place in, so...
I know, but that's back before they actually used rubber.
Yeah.
That's how old this dude is. So, bitch, back in my day, we didn't have all these rubber tires.
Next!
You know, for a second, I almost was like, what the fuck is Christopher Lloyd doing here? Because he's got the Doc Brown face going on.
But here we see his little vest thing and shirt he had underneath there,
mm-hmm.
along with his weird tie. And then we got the companions over here on the left that
I think those are. I thought those were his grandkids.
The one in the TARDIS is his granddaughter.
Okay.
Susan.
Yeah, and if you notice, like, the TARDIS is kind of beat the fuck up. The TARDIS kind of changes somewhat per doctor.
Yeah, I mean,
like, the insight completely changes.
With the newest Christmas special going on, there's a side-by-side view of, like, the original one that's smaller and the Peter Capaldi ones that's bigger.
Yeah, I have to catch up because I'm... I stopped watching, like, halfway through the last, like, two seasons ago, maybe. Like, the last thing I remember is he got to Gallifrey and he was about to start whooping some ass because he was not happy. That's the only thing I remember. And I stopped watching from there because I lost track.
Ah.
So, but yeah, I mean, he looks like an old-timey doctor guy.
He looks like a grandpa or uncle like that.
Yeah, he doesn't look too bad. I mean, you know.
Grandpa doctor. Dr. Grandpa.
Yeah, he's got a granddaughter, why not?
Damn right.
Next.
See, I honestly like that outfit. The monster's chilling out with him, on the other hand.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that Bill kind of brought up when I presented the idea with these monsters, is if it would be under, like, what was the name, the genre? Tokusu? That the big giant monster genre is.
Oh, yeah. Kaiju? Kaiju is giant monsters.
But anyway, with the whole having monsters in it, especially some over-the-top monsters like what was in the Doctor Who, it's like, I don't think it can be put in the same genre as, like...
Some of the original monsters for the Doctor Who series were almost, if not worse, than some of the stuff that we saw in, like, the early Super Sentai stuff. Especially some of the stuff that America threw in, like Pig Face Monster.
Instead, we have some weird black ant.
Yeah, these are like ant dudes without arms.
It looks like the Doctor's got like a white tie here.
It's an ascot.
His outfit.
Look like a spectacle up here he's holding.
His outfit's not bad. Because...
Plaid pants?
Probably.
For the time, it's legit. Like, nowadays, if you wear plaid pants, somebody's going to call you a jackass.
I know that I can be kind of harsh when doing some of these reviews with different outfits, because if they don't appeal to me, I bash on it. But this is different because it is the 60s. It's the time period. This is what they wore. This kind of plaid, the checkers stuff. Yeah. No, this is just the style of the 60s. Now, I wasn't alive in the 60s, but I probably would have thought that was awesome growing up. It's not awesome at all, because nowadays, like Nick said, you ain't going to walk around looking like that.
I mean, I would. You'd probably find some people walking around with that stuff.
But I just don't give a flying fuck anymore, and I'm not out to impress people.
But that outfit does not look bad on him. It matches.
It's because he's old.
It matches the time period. So, it's not bad. And then we got some color.
This is him during the Three Doctors appearance. He was on a screen. That's it.
He aged even more.
Well,
and
honestly,
actually him, because he was old and he wasn't able to do that much.
So. Now, isn't he the oldest of the Doctors?
Yes. Well, kinda. Concerned Tom Baker is still around and he's old.
Well,
and
I know
he's the eldest cast as a new Doctor.
Yeah.
But if you look at his face with the way all the lights and stuff are hitting him, he kind of almost looks like Anthony Hopkins.
If I was just like glancing real quick, yeah.
Like if you don't like stare at it and you just kind of look at it slightly out of the corner of your eye type of thing, he kind of looks a little bit like Anthony Hopkins. I can't see it. It might be a distance thing, because even staring at the small laptop screen, I can actually see it.
Let's try it out. Let's try it out. Oh my God, Allfather, what are you doing here?
Next.
I thought you were in the Odin sleep.
All right. What's up? So, did he always have that weird candle?
I don't know. I mean,
I know every doctor has
a
gimmick.
He had that ring.
I know every doctor has their own gimmick that makes them unique from the other doctors. Was holding a candle his gimmick?
I don't think it was for the first one.
No, I think that was just something that was going on on that place that he was at.
Yeah. It's a wicked-ass candle. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Well, because the original ones didn't have sonic screwdrivers, I don't think.
No, not really. I think it's like the third or second one where it came kicked in, so...
But maybe it was. I know one of them refused to use the sonic screwdriver. I think that was 5.
But right here we got something from one of the old comics.
I forgot they had comics.
But will we ever return? Why, certainly, my dear. When the time is right, they won't forget us.
Yeah, this is of him taking the TARDIS the first time from Gallifrey. Although that scene itself has kind of been used up in...
No.
Was it the name of the Doctor? When I think Clara got...
Yeah, it's when Clara got chucked into the time stream.
Now, I have a question. He's a Time Lord from Gallifrey.
Okay.
And that is his actual granddaughter.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that the Doctors don't usually have family.
It's because they're all dead.
So, his...
In quotes.
Dead and regenerated.
So, his granddaughter is from Gallifrey, obviously.
Yeah.
And they both... This is back before Gallifrey was...
Lost. With quotes.
Yeah. I've seen the episode where it's...
Gallifrey's not lost anymore.
Okay.
Like, Peter Capaldi, when I stopped watching, because I kept forgetting to hunt down the episodes, so I'm like a season and a half behind now, I think.
I'm two.
I'm
in season 8.
But the last thing I remember, Peter Capaldi... was on Gallifrey getting ready to go whoop the council's ass because he was pissed.
Okay, let's just say
he was about a... All right, he was 50 shades of pissed the fuck off, Shane.
Okay. This is the whole...
But we'll get to Capaldi later.
If we get to him. Next.
I forgot they did the re-release for the toys and stuff.
Yeah, they did some newer editions.
And now that I see some color, that looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The outfit really suits him.
Yeah.
It really does. And he's next to a Dalek, which has a plunger for an arm.
Dude, don't fuck with that plunger. It will melt your face. Dalek plungers are not to be fucked with.
I laugh because Bill hates that design, because if you go upstairs, you defeat it.
Nope, not anymore. They fly. Yeah,
they can fly, so...
They evolved.
Well, at first they...
Yeah, first...
Stairs.
Originally, they were like, oh, fuck, stairs.
Next.
Okay, see, it's
not
even...
a good figure.
I like the cloak.
His gimmick was the cane.
He did have the cane quite a bit when he had it, so...
And it could just represent the fact that he was old.
Yeah.
But I know that he's a Time Lord and he's already old, but the character that played him, he was old. And for the 60s, dude, it's a good design. It really is.
Next. And here he is here with all the stuff behind him that he went through.
Look at him, man. Look how suave he is.
Is that the beginnings of the Cybermen up at the top?
Yeah.
It looks like a mummy with some shit on its head.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get cooler later.
Except for the last Capaldi.
I understand that the time period...
They probably downgraded.
No, the birth of the Cybermen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that.
I understand that the 60s, you got to give the time period its due. This show was actually quite remarkable for what they could do. And you know,
to today's standing, oh my, no.
Well, to be fair...
But for back then, this was crazy out there
sci-fi. You said that he started this in 1963.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still hadn't had Star Trek yet.
Nope.
So.
This is pre-Star Trek.
So, when you look at this, and you look at they made moving robots and stuff, you know, for the time period, you have to give credit to where credit is due. Yeah. Costumes.
Well, because Star Trek didn't even have moving robots. They just had people dressed up like aliens.
Most of the time, yeah. Other times, they just kind of...
Or they just painted people colors.
Yeah.
It's remarkable what they were able
to do. It's a new race. It's a green lady with boobs.
It's remarkable what they were able to do.
Yeah. Next.
So.
And this is it for William Hartnell, the first Doctor.
So do all of them have that final thing right there? Did you get like the cool little card thing for each? Because if you did, awesome.
I tried to get them for as many as I could. So
that's a good way to end each one. So
the first Doctor,
Not exactly, since we do have two other versions to go through.
Yep, because he was recasted because people die, Shane.
He died.
But with these first three Doctors, we're going to do an overall once we get through all of them along with the, I guess, kind of groupish ones.
But
so.
It's like mostly the outfit and stuff should stay the same.
Yeah. Well, don't we have to rate that guy first?
We'll rate the first
Doctor. We're going to just rate overall each one. Yeah.
So next up is Richard...
Herdnall.
He was in the five Doctors, which was more like 4.5 Doctors, considering Tom Baker was a video clip and got taken away.
Yep.
And the and a promotional picture was a wax dummy of him.
Okay. So.
It was interesting. I've actually gone back and watched some of these old ones.
Okay.
Because I was curious, because it's like, oh yeah, this isn't the first time multiple Doctors have been there.
He's creepy.
Yeah. He looks more creepy than a...
Yeah.
Than a caring grumpy father or grandfather.
Yes, I'm Grandpa. How's it going, kids?
He's creepy.
Next.
I got some popsicles in the basement.
I guess the cane was the thing.
And yes, this is the actual woman that did come back to play Susan.
Mm-hmm. Which is his granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, he had the cane.
Yep.
Still. It wasn't the same cool cane, but it's still a cane. That was his thing.
Next.
Oh my god, it's like Tales from the Crypt.
I'm all alone because nobody wants to see my version of me.
Well, that and his outfit changed a bit. He's like wearing more black instead of just like...
The checkered plaid.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have as much color on him in this
gray.
One.
Rich,
he looks like he works at a funeral home.
I was about to say, he looks like an undertaker.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I think that's...
There's only three.
There's only three for this one.
So three for him. And next we have the more current version of the First Doctor, played by David Bradley, who most people know from the Harry Potter series as the Jander.
Oh, yeah, that dude!
Yeah, that dude.
Fitch, yeah. Miss Norris, because you didn't fuck with the cat.
Yeah.
See, he actually pulls that off really well.
Yeah. This was from the special and adventures. Adventure
Shane just really doesn't
time.
Like.
Walter Frey.
Yeah,
but
that's
the special itself was about the making of Doctor Who.
Okay.
So. Yep.
It's fine. He does do it. He looks like he can pull the role off very well.
And from what I heard in this Christmas special, he is great, almost perfect to William Hartnell's First Doctor.
Okay, that's awesome.
That's when people get around to seeing it, when it comes out on Christmas.
And mm-hmm.
Maybe days after you go to see it in theaters. But
I'll be watching it sometime after I get off work, because I have to work Christmas Day.
Next.
Yeah, see, actually, maybe that wasn't a pocket watch they had on earlier.
It was the cloak broke.
Yeah, all right, so it is a clasp. It's my bad. It looked like a pocket watch in the older picture.
And I forgot if on the original one, if this was on here or not, this St.
John Ambulance?
I don't think it was on the original ones.
It wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was added on to some of the later ones.
Okay.
He still pulls the role off decently. Like, he looks a lot like him.
Next. And here is with the recasting of Susan, the granddaughter.
Who looks a lot like her.
Well,
so, and then, each doctor's inside of the TARDIS was a lot different. This one was...
A lot of the early ones kept the circles.
Yeah.
And then they went real...
Which they actually throw back to, I think...
In the Day of the Doctor, they did really reference.
Because I think Matt Smith's ended up going back to the circles, and somebody was like... I never really liked the circles. It's like, well, I do.
Didn't Matt Smith's one have like an upstairs to it as well? And
Matt Smith's is one
he
of
had
the
a huge
ones.
Yeah,
but it was during the Day of the Doctor where they went through like three different inside interior TARDISes. So,
well, it's because it was going absolutely apeshit.
Next.
So, and then the TARDIS center console was a lot different too. It didn't look like it was beat to hell and back.
I noticed that.
And this,
like,
one just kind of went.
It looks like it's new. Well,
it is new. It's a brand new time machine that he stole. He's like, fuck, this is mine. Bow! I'm a taking this.
Then when I started watching it through, from the Eccleston, it was all beat up and shit.
It had been around for, well, let's see.
Actually, because of Tenet, got beat up a lot more, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think Eccleston was in the 900 years age range, I want to say, close to it.
Next.
All right, that's just funny and goofy. And that's definitely just from the documentary series.
Yeah.
But it's still funny as shit.
Yeah.
I was lucky to find some funny ones thrown in here, so next.
But yeah, that's him more along in the role stage, and yeah, he's actually wearing a tie in that one. Yeah.
He also looks a lot like the second First Doctor.
Less creepy.
Less creepy.
Less creepy.
Less creepy, but the clothes.
Well, yeah.
More look like that.
The weird thing is with the Doctors, their costumes are usually about a handful of different outfits. So,
yeah.
Usually.
They'll wear like three or four different outfits throughout the entire thing, and they'll keep swapping them out from time to time.
Okay.
Next. And here he is during the Christmas special.
That fucking cheesy smile.
Dude, sometimes cheesy smile. It helps. Helps a lot. So go ahead next.
Yep.
See, that hairstyle just...
trailer, so.
I don't know why the hairstyle always just messes with me for the 60s, but that's how old people wore their hair.
Slick back like that?
It's slick back, but then it kind of poofs out a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then it comes back in on itself, so it almost looks like a wig. But it's not.
Like
because crazy, goofy, slicked back old people hair.
Like the colonial wigs?
Yeah. You know. It's kind of like a colonial wig without actually being a colonial wig.
Next.
I'm sad. He's sad now.
I don't know if he's sad.
I would say
sad
more distraught.
Yeah.
That is a look of, oh, shit.
It's like the First Doctor in the Capaldi's TARDIS, so...
Well, if you look at him... He looks like he's like, he just heard some bad news. Like, hey, you're going to be cast as Walter Frey and no one's going to like you.
Damn.
Ooh.
I have my reasons.
And there we go. That's the end of that one.
That's the First Doctor.
And now we go to the group pictures, or group-ish pictures.
Okay.
Since they're kind of...
side by sides.
Well, not exactly. you'll see.
Side by side by face! I don't know. Wow, somebody somebody went pretty hardcore with that one.
Yeah.
Though the one on the right looks a lot like George Washington.
Yeah.
Alright.
George Washington Doctor.
Dr. Washington.
Yeah.
10th planet in the trailer.
Yeah, this is from the Christmas trailer, and this is actually from the 10th
planet.
The last story arc that
you might not be able to get any closer.
Yeah.
Like, that's almost spot on.
I think that's actually as he's regenerating right there, isn't it?
The 10th planet, it was the last one, so he does regenerate after, or supposed to. So, let's give a review for the First Doctor.
I almost don't even know how to rate these. I mean, he's the first, so I'm going to give him a 3. Because he's a base. He is our base. This is the first guy.
I give it a 3.5. Not too bad.
I'll go with a 3 as well. Considering it is going to be the first one that we start off with, and one that we're going to...
I'm surprised Shane gave it a 3.5 and not a 2.5 because Walter Frey. He's sitting over there smirking.
Okay, if I got this right, he got a Stone Cold Steve Austin score.
3.16?
Yeah.
3.16, all right.
3.16 for the First Doctor.
All right. right, so we're on to the second guy.
And like I stated before, I don't know if we're going to get through all of the Doctors, considering the time that we got, but we'll try. Or at least get halfway there, so. So, the second Doctor, we have their first one from 1966 to 1969, Patrick whoa, I'm going to mess that up.
Troughton, because there's no H. Okay.
Well, there's
so it'd be well. There's not an H in the front, so it'd be kind of like you're saying Trout.
Yeah. So here's your second Doctor.
You know who this guy reminds me of?
Who?
Scarface. Fuck Tony Montana up in this bitch. Just an older Tony Montana. He got off the drugs, but they still affect him.
To me, he reminds me of somebody who could have fit with the Three Stooges.
Mo Howard.
Mo Howard.
Yeah, that from some of the images I've seen in some of the video, it's like, it looks more like an older Mo Howard. Yeah, we got standard black jacket.
Right. He's got a bow tie.
Bow tie.
Oh, because bow ties are cool.
Damn right they are.
Or at least Matt Smith made them cool.
No, this was the original bow tie cool guy.
Next.
Because he wore bow ties and he had the fucking handkerchief thing.
Yeah, he got a handkerchief thing and he looked like he's got some zigzag type of pants.
Could be the plaid.
Diamond pattern.
Yeah, it's still the 60s, so.
Yeah. Next.
He has a goofy ass hat, though. He's got the weird wants-to-be top hat. But not really top hat.
You know that Dr. Seuss top hat?
Kinda.
You know what that hat reminds me of? The way that it's kind of bent on top. It reminds me of the Sorting Hat.
We go from one Harry Potter reference to another one.
You're a wizard, Harry. I'm the Doctor.
Gryffindor!
No!
Next.
No, it'd be like, all right, put the Sorting Hat on. Gallifrey! Ah, son of a bitch!
That's not even a house.
He's wearing fur.
Oh, yeah, he does have a fur coat.
Yep.
Okay.
Because they went to cold places a lot.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, just fucking throw this bitch on, you'll be all right.
This guy kind of had a big act to follow, being the first regenerated Doctor.
Yep.
And having to come...
He lasted 5 years.
It's impressive.
Or six.
Forget.
I think you said 63 to 69, didn't you?
66.
Was it 60?
66.
Oh.
Yeah.
3 years. Whatever.
Next.
Oh, yeah. His thing, he played recorders.
Okay.
Yep.
So his other thing, like each one had a thing that they carried with them.
Yep. Or a kind of a weird.
And then there were certain things that they would do with their outfits.
Right.
Like. One of the Doctors coming up has one of the most ridiculous things ever of all time that he does with his outfit.
Is it Tom Baker? Is it the fourth Doctor? Because he was the longest running Doctor.
I think it is Tom Baker.
And
once we get there, I'll remember.
The striped plaid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the actual like big stripes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one had the checkered.
Next.
Because in Britain, we always keep our pinkies extended, damn it!
Pinkies
up! Next. Sip your tea.
Oh, and this is him during his ending. The last thing that we see of this version.
Yeah, so...
This is his weird... banishment regeneration.
Yeah, there's some weird shit that they had to do with regenerations back then. Like, the first Doctor... He fell over. He literally went face plant on ground, got up as this guy. This guy had weird fucking banish power because I think the master was like, fucking banish, bitch! He was like, brr!
I think it was like a council on Gallifrey that decided to banish him or something.
Yeah, and it just made him regenerate, so he did this weird little goofy face. And
he regenerated into color. You upgraded!
Yep. It was weird.
Next.
Yep, see, there
color
you go.
As.
Bam.
This is some of the original stuff getting color as, though, so. But yeah, it's like a greenish and yellow with the pants. And shirt's kind of bluish.
Carries around a book and a recorder, and he plays it.
And writes on his 500-year journal.
Yep.
Well, I kind of asked you, I mean, once he regenerates, his mind's kind of Swiss cheese, so he has to go find his diary. So, next.
That's him reading his diary some more.
They seem to have given that up in the newer Doctors, because I didn't see Tennant or Matt Smith go for a diary.
Tennant actually does have a diary, and
I haven't really seen the diary. But
Matt
Smith
carries his all around, because anytime him and River meet up, they flip out their books.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's that, but I also remember there's something covering the Time War book that's in the TARDIS somewhere, but that's something else. Next.
That's a book that doesn't get mentioned much.
And here he is with his fur. I think this is from the Five Doctors.
Because that's the Brigadier Colonel, or the Brigadier General guy.
Whatever rank he has at that point.
I can't remember, but it's the lady who's in charge of UNIT in... that's her grandpa.
All right.
So the one that Matt Smith and David Tennant had to deal with a lot, the lady that's in charge of UNIT then, this is her grandpappy.
Okay.
That's how she knew about the Doctor.
And you'll get a better view of him later on, so.
Next.
That's him way older.
This is him during the Colin Baker years.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he's got grayish hair, so. But mostly the outfit stays the same.
Yep.
Next.
He keeps a very, very colorful handkerchief.
For blowing your nose.
Colorful, Shane.
Well, considering that you're dealing
technicolored
with
boogers.
Well, when you're dealing with Colin Baker, a lot of things are colorful over in that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
Oh, here's the toys. They came out with these a couple years ago, if I remember right.
And is that the sonic screwdriver, or is that his recorder?
His recorder.
Because there was no screwdriver in the first two Doctors.
No.
No. Okay. Like I said, I think it kicked in on the third one, so.
It was the third one that started it, I think. The fifth one refused to use it, and then it came back.
Next.
And then they tried to change it once, and everyone hated it.
Right, here he is.
But, well, not everyone. A large quantity of people hated it.
Stuff that he dealt with.
Oh, see the Cybermen now, Shane?
They look like they have
Doesn't look like a mummy anymore, does it?
No, it looks like he has giant headphones on.
Yep. Oh, look at the Dalek, though. It doesn't have a plunger. It just has double guns.
Somebody took its plunger.
No, it just upgraded because it needed two guns.
But then it went back to the plunger.
Because it needed the plunger.
It upgraded to no plunger, then upgraded more to plunger.
Yep, because the plunger could suck information out of you as it melted your face.
And it could unclog your toilet.
Damn right.
And there we go.
There's the first actor who played the second Doctor. Next up we have Reese Searsmith.
Shearsmith. Yep.
And he was the actor who played him in the Adventures in Space and Time special, so.
Do, 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 do. This dude just...
No, I don't
see
it. Yeah, I didn't either.
No.
Like, this guy was not a good fit to try to play. Like, they did great getting fucking...
The first one.
Yeah, no, I can't even remember his name now. I'm tired, all right? We've been recording all day.
Next.
And I'm terrible with names.
I don't know. I don't know if I see it.
He's got too much of a baby face.
Yeah, he looks too young.
Because even when he regenerated into the second Doctor, like...
The actor was older.
Like, immediately, second Doctor, he was like, oh, this guy's kind of older. Okay, well, he's not as old as old man.
Not as old as the first one, but... Next. They actually filmed the regeneration part for the special, but it was cut out. And that's not the only thing that got cut out. They filmed some stuff to show the three Doctors. So, that got cut out as well. So, I just wonder how much shit did get on the cutting room floor for that special.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that gets cut on these things.
So, let's hear the score for the second Doctor.
The second Doctor, I'm going to get 3.2 because I think the recorder thing was always kind of neat.
I'll give it a 3, maybe. It's average.
I think I'll go with a 3 as well, even though I kind of kind of feels a bit of a downgrade, but it had to be a different.
No, don't worry. We'll get to the downgrades.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at you, Eccleston.
Okay.
You know, I give Eccleston a lot of shit. And I mean a lot of shit. Because I fucking hated him as the Doctor. But he played the character perfect for that specific season. I just didn't like him as that because he really didn't even want to be there.
Right.
So, the second Doctor got a 3.1.
So far, the first Doctor is winning by 0.06.
Okay, next up is the third Doctor from 1970 to 1974.
John Pertwee.
Yeah.
Pertwee. Holy balls, man.
Yeah, the sad thing
you
is...
You just had to go ape shit on the pictures.
Oh, trust me, there's a lot more than a sonic screwdriver that got introduced in here. And this is how we get introduced to him.
Oh, yeah, he trips out of the TARDIS.
Yep.
He's like, oh, regenerated. Poof, ow! Son of a bitch!
So his gimmick is he trips.
No, it's not his gimmick. He just trips because you would, too, if your entire body's molecules got completely reconfigured and scrambled.
Probably.
And one interesting thing is the TARDIS barely got used during this Doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
He just chilled out in places, okay. Which is unheard of for most other Doctors. They're like, oh, yep, we're done here. Fuck it off.
Jump into the TARDIS.
Actually, no, it's because he had other modes of transportation.
Yeah, he actually had the Doctor Mobile, the Doctor Cycle.
What is he, fucking Batman?
Next. Yep, there he is in one of his...
Mushrooms. Yes, those are mushrooms. For anyone that is curious,
shrooms.
Those are shrooms. Whether they're the LSD shrooms... Or they're actually just legitimate mushrooms. I don't remember.
Psychedelic, man.
Psychedelic.
I mean, it is during that era. Whoa, we got a badass over here.
Whoa, am I wearing a cape?
Yes, he actually does wear a cape.
Awesome.
This Doctor's outfit choice had a cape.
Yeah, he went a little over the top with this outfit.
This was the more eccentric Doctor. Yep.
Okay.
Remember, the key words here is little over the top. Little.
Yeah, there is an exceedingly eccentric Doctor later.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
He makes the Riddler look like fucking child's play.
Man,
there's the sonic screwdriver. Even though it doesn't look anything like a screwdriver should, it looks more like a ratchet.
I mean, the base itself looks like at least the War Doctor's.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at the top section right there,
yeah,
that's a fucking ratchet.
It also looks
it's
like,
the sonic ratchet, Shane.
It also looks like something the Doctor's put in my ear to look into my ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask Jewel. She's the
medical. I don't know what it's called.
She's the medical one of the family.
But yeah, the outfit here is kind of changed because he's got a little overcoat on.
Well,
that's a bit plaid.
Yeah. Which is also part of the cloak.
Hmm. Next.
See, now it looks cooler there.
Yeah. It's because it's actually more refined, but this is also artwork.
I was about to say, because he looks like he's a wizard.
Yeah, he's a time wizard. What do you think the sonic screwdriver is, Shane?
Green jacket.
Ugh.
It's time to go to the merry old land of Oz, Shane.
And he does have a bow tie.
Because we're off to see the wizard.
But you are a space wizard.
No, he's a time wizard.
He's looking for Oz.
He doesn't use the Force. So he's Time Wizard. Jedi or Space Wizards.
So he is
Time
Oz.
Lord. Yeah. He's
Oz.
Yeah. He's Oz the Great and Powerful.
Except this time I'm not a man behind the curtain.
No, instead I'm a guy that has a small screwdriver.
Next.
That doesn't work on wood.
Hello, Fashion Police. I'm having an issue here.
No, actually, I honestly like that outfit. I like the red trim on it. And the
red trim is technically is what's saving it in my book.
Well, it's like the red trim. I do like the undershirt with all the frills and stuff. And the fact that it's kind of a slate color that goes with the red bow tie and the red vest that's underneath. Mm. I actually do like this outfit. Mm. The green one, I'll give you, was a bit over the top of ridiculous.
Well, we got a bit of green on here, too, but that's besides the point. Next. Purple. And he's still calling the fashion police.
So listen.
Yeah, this doctor actually used phones.
So listen, I changed the color of my suit. Still looks awful. What should I do?
Does it have frills?
It does.
I'm not getting rid of the frills.
Okay.
Does it have a bow tie?
Damn right.
Your first step is you got to get out of the 70s.
Can't do it in the 70s.
Next.
Oh,
that's a potato
monster.
That's a potato guy.
Yep, that's first instance of a Sontaran.
And this is Sarah Jane.
Yeah, that's
young
Sarah Jane.
Sarah Jane. Yeah. Yep. Oh, okay. Now, did those guys always have the fingers that look like claws? I don't pay attention to their hands.
Yes.
I think their hands have always been like that. Although
yep.
it's been...
They got the weird,
although
grabby
hands.
Although
it has evolved over the years as far as the design, so...
But pretty much, that's a Sontaran. Even today, that's pretty much a Sontaran.
Yeah.
Their bodies just nowadays are more compact in the head region.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they got... I think they still had that stupid thing on the back of their...
I call them potato people.
They are potato people.
I call them potato people. I didn't know what their name
just
was.
Call them Mr. Potato Heads.
That's what I do.
Next. Here's the Brigadier.
Yeah, there's a Brigadier General right there, Shane.
All right.
Now, with a fantastic mustache.
Now, as you can see here,
and now he's got a red suit.
I changed my suit to red. What do you think? I really think about what's in your hand. What is that? No, I'm actually asking you, how's my suit? I called the fashion police twice already.
They said change the colors one more time.
If it doesn't work, they told me to leave the 70s. That's really weird. I can't do that.
Next.
I don't like that plaid cloak.
I mean, it's probably just there for keeping them warm.
True. I mean, it's fine. He doesn't... But just the colors are really... I know it's the 70s. I need to get over... I need to... It's the time period.
It's probably just because it's orange and green.
Yeah.
Oh, and you see that the Brigadier has a gun, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah, the doctor yes. is just getting screwed by guns so much, which, funny enough, what do you think he hates guns later on? Because guns.
Right.
Everywhere guns, Shane.
I'm not getting...
How about the red outfit?
Looks better.
Yeah, the red jacket does
The
look
red
better.
Jacket does
the
look
red
better.
Velvet does make
And then
make
he's,
it look
and
a
I
lot
like
better.
How he's like, they're like, you look better, but the frills, I'm not getting rid of my frills. They stay. I don't know.
In this instance, he has an ascot.
I don't know why the purple cloak looks... I like that.
It's because it's more of like a royal purple,
yeah.
So it makes him feel more
regal. I like the royal purple color. Yeah, not bad.
Damn right! I am a pimp!
What are you, Superman?
Oh, that guy actually... I was about to say, no, that's not Zod, that's the Master, Shane.
That's the Master on the left?
You will kneel before the Master!
The Brigadier
kneel.
On the far right, and one of his other companions right here.
Yeah,
I forgot which one it was.
I don't remember it. She's really young, though.
Yeah.
She's not, like, stupid young, but she's stupid young.
But yeah, this was his companion before Sarah Jane came along, so... Next...
Oh, yep, there's the motorcycle.
He's got a bike.
Yep.
Shane.
I'm fine with the doctor riding a bike.
Shane.
Is it the doctor bike?
We're not doing Kamen Riders, although we've still got somebody on a motorcycle.
Yep.
Man, he's more of a rider than what we've got.
That's some of the ones that we've seen. Fucking stronger. More like shittier!
Next.
I'll keep bringing that up. Oh, yeah, the doctor mobile.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I do not care for the yellow. That yellow is awful.
It's a crank start,
you
too.
You know what's really strange about it? The license plate. Who won?
Yep. Yep. License plate is who won, Shane.
Not that car, I'll tell you that much. I just don't care for the yellow. I mean, I understand. I mean, I know it's an old school car because, like you say, crank car. But damn, that yellow is bad.
At least I'm pretty sure that was a crank start engine.
I think so too. But next, and this is him before he's about to change.
And that's Bill needing to get ready for work because he forgot to shut his damn alarms off for Saturdays.
So yeah, this is him about to change here. So.
All right. Still keeping the frills.
Next. Yep.
Bam, there you go.
There you go.
All right. His,
he had to deal with the weird astronaut thing. I think that was the
He didn't deal with the Cybermen. I don't see the Cybermen.
Yeah, they weren't in here. They weren't in every single thing.
The dog
he actually
might
dealt
well.
With the Master, though.
True, and it's like every Doctor deals with the Daleks, though.
Well, yeah,
not every one of them.
No, that's the mortal enemy of the Time Lords.
Yeah,
but his was the first instance of the Suntarans. I think that was the first instance of the Vash Naratu, the fucking shadow creatures, because of that spacesuit thing.
Do you say the Vash Naratu?
The Vash Naratu.
Vash.
Like Nosferatu, except not vampire-ish.
Yeah, they're weird things. You should have already seen it because you've gotten through all of Tenet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Then yeah, you've already seen them.
Yeah, those were
the shadow creatures that ate people.
Okay, cool.
So this next one is Mark
Gatiss.
And the weird thing is this
one picture
is from the deleted from An Adventure in Space and Time.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, I kept meaning to check that out, and I never did.
Oh,
whoa,
no.
Yep, no.
Yeah.
I can see why it got deleted. Get it out of here.
Exactly.
Nope.
God, that picture really hurt this score, but.
No, so. We're just going to ignore that ever happened.
Yep.
There's a reason why it was deleted, Shane.
Yeah.
So, the third Doctor, let's rate him.
Other than some of the color schemes, he had a fine design. The frills reminded me of the olden days where they had the frills.
Mm-hmm.
The purple, I like the purple cloak. I like the red velvet. Didn't really, you know, yeah, the fucking shit green was awful, but... I mean,
it's Mario Land of Oz.
I can't imagine him wearing the shit green and driving that awful yellow car. But I'm going to go ahead and give this guy a 3.5.
He also gets 3.5.
You know what? 3.5.
There you go.
So the third Doctor beats the first Doctor.
Yeah, see, it's just the outfit looks a lot more refined with him.
We're going to...
And it's the first instance of the Sonic Screwdriver.
Yeah.
So his tools are a lot better off.
Now it's time for Tom Baker.
Yep, the fourth Doctor. Tom Baker from 1974 to 1981.
The longest,
7 years.
He was the longest Doctor.
The longest playing
and
Doctor.
He still reprises his role from time to time.
Yep.
Maybe not as the Doctor per se, but as the Doctor.
Actually kind of is, because they're redoing one of the Lost
No,
arcs.
I was meaning the last time he showed up
in
the show.
On the screen, yeah.
As the caretaker
well,
of the museum. Paul
says he was the only one that played the fourth Doctor. Let's see how many pictures. I figured.
There's a lot.
There's
7 years worth of stuff in here.
The odd thing is when we get to Eggleston, it won't be that many because it didn't really change that much.
Nope.
So.
No, he really just kept the jeans and
the leather
jacket.
His shirt is usually what changed.
Yep, his shirt changed. He basically wore a pair of jeans, shirt and stuff.
This guy had the big-ass scarf.
This guy was the scarf guy.
Yep. And the jelly babies.
Yep. He always ate jelly babies.
Jelly baby?
Yeah, he would walk around and be like, jelly baby?
Sure.
Jelly baby.
I'll take one from the creepy guy.
Actually, quite a few times he was creepy looking, but...
Okay.
That. Next.
I remember this guy.
Speaking of such...
This guy...
Did you say we're out of jelly babies? My God, man! No, I'm just kidding, Doc. Hold on. I'll go to the store. Jesus.
I give this dude credit where credit's deserved. He stayed in the role the longest.
Yeah.
Like, he loved playing the Doctor.
He was really good at the job.
I've never seen the older Doctors. I've seen what they look like, but I've never seen any episodes. So,
next.
Somebody's pulling your long-ass scarf.
It's probably just...
I thought he also wore a hat.
Yeah, he had a tendency of having his scarf catch on shit.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you wear...
That was his gimmick, was the long-ass scarf that always caught on.
Well, that's what happens when you wear a scarf that freaking long.
But... Yeah, his outfit kind of changes a little bit here and there with the undershirt and stuff.
But he usually keeps the duster coat, type thing.
Well, it's
usually the coat, the scarf, and a hat.
Yeah, those usually stay the same.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sad because he doesn't have his scarf.
Yeah, his scarf is missing. He's not happy.
What's up with the pin?
Oh, yeah, never mind. It is on. He just doesn't have his hat.
What's up with the pin?
And he's out of jelly babies. Oh, yeah, and the pin for him. I can't remember what that's from.
I mean, obviously, it's something with some art here, because it's a...
I think that was a thing he got from Gallifrey or something.
Next.
I don't remember.
Guys,
Yeah, there's his hat.
I found my hat. Don't worry.
Found See, the it. Really weird thing is, it looks like he has a pair of blue jeans on.
Yeah, it does.
He's got blue jeans and some
He's
shorts.
He's got golf shorts and blue jeans on underneath of him is the way it looks in this. I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
If they were a bit longer, I would say he has plaid boxers over the jeans.
Because he's Quail Man! Oh, man.
Next.
This is what happens when we start getting tired.
Canine!
Oh, yeah, the first instance of K-9.
Dude, I don't care what anybody says. I'm digging Alucard right there.
The full-on red.
Alucard.
I'm digging Alucard there. Oh, dude, you might have just got you some points there. I don't know. You know,
he's also got his pet robot dog, Shane.
I'm no K-9. K-9 showed up later.
Yeah.
I think he showed up in the Tenant era.
He showed up in Tenant.
Yep.
Because that's when Sarah Jane came back.
And Sarah Jane had her adventures as well.
Because she took care of K-9.
And there was actually a weird K-9 series as well, but well, we try to ignore that thing. Next.
Still got the same screwdriver.
I'm going to look in your ear!
And then I'm going to scramble your brain, because Sonic screwdriver.
Sonic!
Unless your brain's made of wood, then I can't do shit.
Sonic screwdriver!
Yeah, one of the greatest weaknesses to the Sonic screwdriver, wood.
Yep.
That's so...
Which is why the Cybermen downgraded to wood, and they still failed.
Next.
Because yeah, that thing.
I kind of wondered, it's like, what?
I don't remember. There was some weird disease thing on a planet.
So it is actually him. It's not like a weird, ugly clone.
I'm pretty sure that was actually him. It's been so long since I've gone through and watched these, because my mom actually had a copy of some of these that I was watching. So I don't remember if I got all the way through his.
Next.
Oh, the jelly babies.
Jelly babies.
He's falling.
And this is an image from the Day of the Doctor trailer, so.
With the long-ass scarf.
Yep.
That's flowing.
Yep. Next.
I don't remember which companion that one is.
She was an ancient woman who tagged along. I just forgot her name.
I don't remember. I don't even remember where she was from.
She keep wearing what she's wearing.
Of course Shane would say that.
Well, technically I would too, but...
said it first.
Next.
Oh.
Sarah Jane.
Yep. What's that she's wearing, Shane?
That would...
She's also wearing his scarf.
That would be a ring.
Yeah, but look really close at that ring, Shane.
That's the ring from the first Doctor?
And the second one.
She seems to be really close to this Doctor.
Yeah.
Like...
No, not that kind of close.
No, not that close.
Doctors don't seem to date or get with their companions.
I know.
Except for one.
One got kind of close.
I know. I know Tennant got real close with Rose.
Okay, scratch that. Three. Because it's like Matt Smith could have with Clara to a point.
I thought he was more with Amy. I know Amy was with Rory, but it seemed like...
He never wanted anything to do it. Plus, he was banging their daughter anyways.
Oh, my.
Yeah, River's song is Amy and Rory's daughter, who was part-time Lord.
That's an awkward...
No, that was weird.
Thanksgiving.
Not really. They were okay with it until it got sent back to fucking Manhattan and stuck there.
Yep. So, that's a sarcophagus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, Bill.
It's going to go off one more time, by the way.
Next. Oh.
No, it's not. No more that.
Hey, look, it's Amy Pond. I mean,
no, it's not Amy Pond.
Oh, my God. She's got the robe. He went to Hogwarts.
God damn it.
Hey, you little... by the way, just letting you know that this picture is very creepy. He's pulling this young lady around.
No, he's not pulling her around. She's grabbing his scarf.
She's trying to stop him. He's like, ma'am, please let go of my fucking scarf. I know it's long.
But just because
I'm about to put my hat on so that way I can GTFO.
She's like, take me with
class
you.
Class is dismissed, bitch.
Go back. McGonagall's looking for you.
Next.
10 points from Gryffindor.
This is how I got to know the Tom Baker doctor. Because for some reason, I always remembered the intro.
Oh, from this season or these seasons of Doctor Who, yeah. Yeah, they didn't do like the cool time vortex
thing back
in the day. Yeah. They did stuff like this. Yeah.
Showing me his creepy face.
Oh, it's going to get creepier.
Oh, my.
Next. Another canine. He's walking canine.
Gotta walk the robotic dog.
Did they make canine smaller in the newer? Because he looks big as fuck in this one. I thought he was smaller.
I thought they tried to keep him about the same size.
He was about the same size.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, I have a dog.
Next.
Damn right. Plays chess, yep. Shane. Robot fucking dog.
And he's also wearing part of the scarf.
Yep.
Because it's that freaking long.
And because K-9's cold.
Well, he is metal.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Next. Metal gets cold easy.
I have a gun. Yeah,
he's got a gun.
Now he's got a gun, Shane.
I've got a gun.
He's kind of sick of guns being pointed at him, so he's going to point a couple guns.
Okay, makes sense.
Next.
I said a couple guns, Shane.
So
is that gun enough for you?
Laser gun.
So when this is not enough.
When tiny lead projectile pussy fucking pistol is not enough, one must get man-sized laser cannon, Shane.
Looks like he's got some boots on.
Yeah, he's got some leather boots on.
Yeah, he's rocking it.
He's rocking some leather boots. I mean, look how pissed off he is.
He's like, I'm going to shoot you, motherfucker.
He's like, all right, look, I'm getting real fucking sick of all these motherfuckers with guns. Next. We're going to sit here and talk.
Jelly Baby?
Jelly Baby for the guy from Flash Gordon.
No, just one of the guys from Gallifrey.
I know, but he looks like he should be in Flash Gordon.
What is this? They're called Jelly Babies.
Actually, that was more or less him explaining the Jelly Baby to the
He's like, these are fucking delicious. Eat one.
Okay. Next.
That's and him actually on Gallifrey.
The official royalty attire.
He's royalty.
Well, he was part of the council.
Yeah. And at one point, he got officially declared president.
Yeah.
Ruler of Gallifrey until he ran away again.
GTFO?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, okay, yeah, this is bullshit, I'm done.
Fuck you guys, I'm gonna go travel time and be cool.
But yeah, these outfits are kinda...
These are actually a staple, because they keep showing back up.
Although they're kinda different.
They're slightly different, like they've changed a few things here and there, like each time they've shown up. But mostly, the next time we see this in the modern stuff... It's almost exactly like this, and then they kind of tone it back.
Yeah, but it looks like some kind of weird, I wouldn't say Green Ranger-type shield.
A little bit.
With some kind of,
The little flare thing in the back.
Yeah.
It protects the back of his head.
Well, he's got the little cap thing to do that, too, so...
That's more to, like, radiate, like, I'm important. The light is hitting me. It's reflecting out to you.
Makes sense because the guy's next
to me. Pay attention to me.
I'm on.
And then down here we got the symbols of Gallifrey. All
right.
Next.
You still got the Doc-mobile.
And he tries the Doc-mobile.
It's got a hand on it, yes.
I was just about to say.
Yes, it's a mannequin hand.
There's a hand on that car.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how he signals. He's got to turn that way, so you just...
Next.
Ta-da, the toys. Oh, yeah, there's the a la carte one that you liked.
It's missing the hat.
Yeah. Although the hat's over here.
But it has to be red.
Yeah. He's missing the red hat. Shane's slightly sad now.
Slightly sad, yeah. I was digging a la carte.
Next.
Oh, there it is.
His scarf is so fucking long.
Yeah.
His scarf is ridiculous. But it's fine, I mean.
It's like, it almost seems like every single time that they do a fucking, like, camera angle change, it just cuts to a new camera, the scarf just gets an inch longer.
And here's
you just don't even notice it until it's too late.
Here's the stuff he went through.
Oh, yeah. He also fought some Centaurans.
Oh, Cybermen.
Yep, Cybermen.
He also dealt with the Dalek.
Yep.
All of them do.
Everybody deals with the Daleks.
Oh, the suction cup things.
Actually, that's not only just a Dalek, Shane. That's Davros.
Davros. The leader.
The creator of the Daleks.
Oh, he deals with the big guy. And there's a bug.
Yeah, it's a bug monster.
Next.
Oh, wait. Zip back real quick.
Zip back?
That fucking thing to your left... That guy. That's one of those...
the suction cup things.
Yeah, Zygots?
Zygons.
Zygons, yeah. Those are the dudes that mimic people.
Okay.
Yeah, like from the 50th anniversary of the Day of the Doctor.
When they started trying to eat people and shoving them in the pods to slowly digest them, but they had to keep them alive so that way they could actually turn into them.
That's during the Peter Capaldi, during the Zygon invasion and stuff, so...
Yep.
Okay, so Tom Baker, the 4th Doctor. So... Let's give the 4th Doctor a rating.
Shane. You know you love the scarf.
I'll give it a 4.
I told you he loved the scarf. 4 for 4, huh?
Yeah, 4 for 4.
I'm going to give him a 3.7.
3.7.
I always did kind of like the outfit. The scarf, though cool, is also kind of not functional because it kept tripping his ass up all the time.
Sometimes you need a scarf made for 5.
Just try a scarf made for 50.
I'm going to go with a 3.9 because this was how I got introduced into the Doctor Who from the start, although I didn't really get hooked in and really brought in until later on. So, that, about 3.
Wow. What'd he get?
3.87.
3.87. Looks like we got a new leader on the board.
Tom Baker is in lead.
Fifth Doctor.
The 5th Doctor.
This one is the one with the really goofy outfit thing that I love.
Kind of goofy, but not as outrageous as a next.
No, it's not as ridiculous as 6, but it's funny as shit.
1982 to 1984, Peter Davison.
He was only the Doctor for a couple of years.
Yep. But this guy has the coolest accessory ever of all times, if I'm remembering right. That's right. It's this guy. So yeah, he's kind of got that, you know, good old chap outfit on, right? Wait till you see his accessory.
I like it. Like the hat.
Yeah, this is more of his Quidditch type of...
Quidditch?
You mean cricket?
Cricket, yeah, whatever.
The Harry Potter things keep going. I didn't even bring it up.
Might as well be. But yeah, it's cricket type.
Oh, Britannia.
Oh, yeah, you got like strap pants, light brown.
Yeah, he goes more for like the pinstripes instead of the ridiculous plaid and checkered shit.
He's like, I also got rid of it. He's like, I decided.
Yeah, he actually wears tennis shoes.
Right. He also is like, I'm getting rid of this damn scarf.
I think he actually wears a sweater. Or at least, like, a legitimate polo compared to everyone else.
Kind of like a polo jacket thing.
Well, yeah, he was the more sporty Doctor. This one was like, I ain't using no fucking screwdriver.
Next.
Celery! That is the best accessory ever! He just pins a piece of celery to himself.
Why?
The entire 2 years he's a Doctor. Piece of celery. Just chill it out right there. Because it's funny.
But it's celery.
Yeah.
And actually, the sad thing, it's really, really healthy for you, so.
And he never eats it. He just pins celery to him.
Never know when you might need a snack, Shane.
Does he ever need a snack? Do Time Lords need to eat?
Yeah, they have to eat.
Yeah, I mean, look at Tom Baker with his jelly babies.
Yeah.
I think that he just
ate the
liked
shit out of
those
jelly babies. And Matt Smith's doctor had fish fingers and custard.
Yes.
Yeah.
there was the first fucking thing he got to eat.
But yeah, this looks like a little sweater vest thing under here.
Yeah, he's got like the sporty dude outfit.
He's dapper.
Yeah.
Next.
And he's got glasses. He's got the half moon glasses.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
And notice the question mark on the flaps.
Wonder.
That's gonna carry over. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Next.
That's definitely.
Cricket time.
Don't worry. That's actual cricket guards.
Okay.
That's not a thing he always wears. It's only when he's playing cricket with the Brigadier General.
So the cricket's his thing.
Mind you, he keeps visiting the Brigadier General.
So he wears it a lot.
No, I'm just saying, like, have you noticed, like, the last couple of doctors of this guy?
Right.
Next.
Couple doctors, Shane.
Oh, he's got a little vest going on here.
Yeah, he's got the flower patterns.
All right.
White shirt.
Different design, but okay.
Next.
Something's behind you.
Yep. Weird slug monster.
He wants your
but
celery.
Don't worry, goddammit. He has a healthy snack for you.
I think that monster wants your celery.
It's quite possible.
Probably wants more than the celery. Yeah, here's his little tire thing.
Right. So, but yeah, his outfit doesn't change a whole lot.
Yeah, I think his usually changes between maybe one or two.
Ish.
Yeah.
But he almost always has a celery pin there, and it's funny. That's his shtick. So far, we've had Kane guy. We've had recorder guy. We've had cape guy. We've had ridiculous long scarf guy. And now we have celery guy.
Next.
Don't ask why one of the Bane guys is here.
Oh.
He's just trying to make sure they don't take the venom, Shane.
Batman. I can't do Bane's voice.
Don't take the venom!
Don't take the venom!
That's what he's saying. He's like, I'm taking your venom.
Next.
All right. Oh, yeah. This one also uses... The earlier doctors didn't give a fuck, and they used guns, okay? We're just going to do this now. Because anyone watching the series now would be like... What is the doctor saying? Fuck off with those guns. Those guys for the Sentai review were like, yeah, there's a lot of fucking guns in these early ones. There's a reason. Lord. We'll get to that later.
And yes, that is not Dark Helmet back there.
No, but it does look like a dude that has the Dalek thing on his helmet.
Kind of. Along with this, looks like a weird, could have been a piece of a Dalek in making.
It's a possibility.
Next. Gun.
Oh. No, he did not steal Han Solo's blaster.
But he probably did shoot first.
Literally just about to ask. He just snatched that from Han.
He borrowed it from Han. He did not steal it
but
from
Han.
But
he's like, listen, doctor.
Because this was which years again?
82 to 84.
This was after Star Wars.
Yeah, I can't even do
Star Wars was 79. Or 77.
80, 83.
Was it?
82 to 84.
Yeah, so this was after Star Wars.
This is after Star Wars and Return of the... Empire Strikes Back, but Return of the Jedi hasn't come out yet, quite yet. Or it was out at the time.
Oh, yeah, but regardless.
Next.
Han Solo Blaster.
Is that a Cybermen?
No, that's just a robot.
A robot.
Okay.
They have regular robots. Not all robots are Cybermen.
Yep.
They also had the Heavenly Host.
Next.
Those guys were fucking terrifying, but not as terrifying as the Weeping Angels.
Oh, yeah. And this
that
one
was
this
with...
one the last time that you see him on screen as the Doctor, and this is during the Time Crisis comic relief special, I think?
Yeah, this was...
an in-between.
This was an in-between for the Ship of the Damned, or Ship of the Dead, the Titanic episode.
Yeah, it was before that one. But, yeah, this was for, like, a... Just
it was
off they did.
It was a thing for children's charity, I think, if I remember right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I thought it was like.
But he came back to reprise his role, and him and Tennant go at each other quite a bit, and it's funny.
And it's really odd considering that they're kind of father and son-in-law now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tennant's married to his daughter,
who was also his daughter.
So David Tennant is married to his daughter, who played the doctor's daughter. While David Tennant
was
the doctor.
It's clusterfuck.
Yes.
So he's banging his own daughter?
Well, not only does he bang...
Timey-wimey, Shane.
Okay.
Next. Yep, that's it for
him. But that's it for him. So what are you going to give this old boy? Healthy snack doctor.
Three point five.
I will give him a 3.9 because I always did dig the celery. It always made me giggle.
I think I will go with a 3.3 because I'm still giving it the average. Although it's like it's fine, but it's
evolved since the first.
It's gonna be a while before
with certain. Oh,
okay. Ooh. He gets a 3.47. Right. Oh, wait, 3.57. Sorry.
3.57? All right.
So since we're way over an hour in, I guess we're going to cut this off right here, and if we're lucky, we'll get back to this some other time.
We'll hopefully do 6 through 10 since we got through 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think the winner of this half was, I think,
Tom Baker. Fourth Doctor.
So, whoop-ow, there he is.
Yep.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.